Hello, it is the 9th of November 2018, and today we have the King of Coins and the Five of Coins. I can help, says this King of Earth, money, worldly goods, loans, and finances, which is welcome news for the poor, cold, wandering couple of the flat, broke Five of Coins. The King of Coins is a solid, stable, Taurian earthbound energy. On the Morgan Greer card, he is quite serious and looks us straight in the eye. It may be the greenest card in the deck. He wears a warm green hoodie to match the lush, deep green of the grapevines that wind almost protectively around him. Huge, ripe clusters of purple grapes hang from these vines he planted long ago and will continue to bear fruit long after he's gone. He is a wise investor, this king. Even his crown is practical, a peaked gold protective helmet with bull's horns sprouting even more green leaves. No frou-frou, jeweled, silly, ornamental tiara for this no-nonsense king. If he has any jewelry, it's probably in a safe deposit box. He is often referred to as King Midas, who, when granted the vain prayer, finger quotes, his wish for the ability to turn everything he touched into gold, realized too late he'd royally screwed up when he couldn't eat a 24-carat pizza. But I don't recall ever having referred to him as King Midas, because Taurians are much more practical than that. They wouldn't have believed in wishing for anything in the first place. They know better. Steady, logical, and long-term security-minded, as well as concerned with all things having to do with physical health, I doubt this king would have not thought that through. The couple on the lonely Five of Coins are in trouble. They are wandering and homeless, down on their luck, and it's taking a toll on their health, or it certainly will if relief doesn't come soon. Traditionally, the pair wander through the snow past a warmly lit stained glass window of what we assume to be a church, and wonder why they don't go in and get out of the snow. Are they unwanted? The Morgan Greer card does not picture them wandering, but the pair have morphed into a nun or nurse who comforts a bleeding, bandaged, battered little human who has fallen, exhausted, into her arms, and the gray stone building with the glowing window could be a hospital. This is a painful card. Things aren't good. We're feeling hopeless and we don't know where to turn. We feel like we may lose everything if we haven't already. If there were any two cards I'm happy to see fall out of the deck together, it's certainly this pair. This king is a successful business type who can certainly help, but will also seriously take into consideration how you wound up in this uncomfortable position in the first place. His advice and guidance is worth a lot of money in the long run, but he's not King Midas. He turns money into land and land into food, wine, cannabis, and so on and so on. He's a long-term guy. I always get the vibe on the old-time cards that the couple are shunned for some reason. Ostracized is a word often used when describing these sad people, rejected for any reason from disapproval of a same-sex marriage or marrying outside of the prevailing common faith or family tradition, to falling from their social class, as in, no one calls us since we can't afford the golf club membership anymore, or, if I marry you, Dad says I'm out of the family. There is help, but only for what you need, says the king, who worked his way up from royal accountant, not for tiaras and gold and golf course memberships. He already has a budget and a plan, and if they're smart, they'll reassess their values and position in life. He represents a comfortable retirement, nothing flashy, just his earthly needs met. In the Salvador Dali deck, Dali, a Taurus, paints himself as the King of Coins, keenly aware that it is his own dedicated physical earthly efforts with his own two human hands that manifest his imagination into art, into money, which he liked a lot. There's more where that came from, which is good, because Wifey, the Queen of Coins, notoriously has a grand time spending it all. Thank you, and good night.